Let's start with a calm, middle-of-the-road, predictive sort of position, which is that as we sit here now, Nigel Farage is going to be the next Prime Minister. I think we are on course for a reform victory at the next election.
I won't forget this.
They might have Tories propping them up or not. But the way things are, very interesting listening to Farage just now, both in your interview and what he was saying in Havering, kept talking about geography.
Yeah.
And that is the crucial part of tonight, of what's happening today, which is that they are indeed becoming a national party. They are winning all over the place. Now, the early wins have been in Labour's traditional northern heartlands. And that's part of, you know, the Brexit story, part of Boris Johnson's levelling up. It's been going on for an awful long time. But they're winning there, and they're winning in the Tory heartlands across the southeast of England as well. You put that together, you're asking him, can he win an overall majority without London, in effect? And the answer is he probably can. And the big questions for the other parties are, do they maintain their position? Do they try to maintain their position as big national movements? Or do they withdraw to their heartlands and their comfort zone? Now, that's going to be very, very important in what happens in the Labour Party, I think, because, you know, who knows what Keir Starmer's going to do? I mean, he said, you know, I'm not going to walk away. He said, I'm not going to walk away and plunge the country into chaos.
Yes, and they've sent a message about the pace of change.
The pace of change. We carry on striding in the same direction, and his resolve remains absolutely unchanged. And there'll be an awful lot of Labour MPs, I'm afraid, today saying, Keir, let your resolve flop down a little bit. Don't be so resolved. Do walk away. Because I was talking to a leading pollster, I won't say who, who makes a very, very simple point. He says the Labour Party has this issue. If you have a leader who, because of their deep unpopularity in the country, and that is what is coming out all across the UK, their deep unpopularity, can't win you a general election, you have a choice. You either get rid of the leader, you change the leader, or you accept that you're going to lose the general election. Which is it?